Zora and see where that fits in.
Okay,
very good. Tov. Rabbanesh, if you have any questions, you can join us with pleasure. You can, whatever, I'm just saying. I don't mind if you just unmute yourself and ask whatever you want, okay? The Seder. Yofi. Okay. Daf Reish Nun Vov. Nira ki adayin lo ayedo kudarenu shabo kaimus ef shirut laniach ulevate kiviyochol avur HaKadosh Baruch Hu kmo bedorenu. He feels that there has never been a generation where the opportunity, the ability, we'll see what he means, to mevate laniach is in this generation like we have in this generation. Od lifnei 10-20 shana, that's before 40-50 years, גם יודע שחס ולילה נכנס בו רוח שטוס ורוצה חס ולילה לצאת ולענות מן העולם. A certain ruach shtus entered into him, because that's what causes people to do funny things. It's a thing called the ruach shtus. If a ruach shtus would enter into him and he would want chas v'chelila to go out and do things, take benefit of the pleasures of the world, ha'adam mugbal, he was very limited. Frumga wanted to go out and enjoy the hevel of the world. Lo b'kalut ha'ayoychol lishtatef v'pitoylam. He couldn't very easily participate in the seductions of the world out there. Gam ishaya balim tzoyim lo yalo ilam ha'godol ma'la tzir lo b'oifin bilti mugbal. Lo kein b'yameinu. It wasn't so simple in those days. If a person wanted to go out there, what's he going to do? How's he going to do it? Where is he going to do it? Even if he had money, so he's going to get an aeroplane. It's not so posh. Lo kein b'yameinu. Today it's not like that. He was talking then, it was prophetic. Mamash, him and both of Pinkus, I remember of Pinkus when the first cell phone came out, it was about this size. Remember, connected to a carry pad, whatever. He held it up and he said, this is going to destroy Kol Klal Yisrael. So people looked at him as a mashugana. It's a telephone, what's a telephone? He said, Ani Amerikai, v'ani mevin technologi. I'm American, I understand technology. This is going to destroy Kol Klal Yisrael. That's what he said. So he's talking, 30 years ago. 30 years ago already. Today it's already, it's a million times worse. And he was talking then just about the content. The whole modality has destroyed our ability to concentrate. Somebody who's very fixed with his phone or whatever, he can't learn normally anymore. Kids can't learn properly. Kids can't function properly. I remember I was in Toronto maybe 5-6 years ago. I have a friend there, he's in the Department of Engineering. He's a professor of mathematics in York University. Ex-South African about Tshuva. So he told me that they had a crisis meeting. All the heads of departments had a big crisis meeting to discuss what's going to be. Because York University is the breeding ground of the future leaders of the country. And there's no one to talk to. They've got no one to educate. People, they're brain dead. There's no one to, mamash, no one to talk to. So having a big crisis meeting then to discuss what they're going to do, because they see that the technology has destroyed people's brains. So he's not even discussing that. He's not even discussing that. He's just discussing the pleasures of the world. Or smartphone, niten litchabe lekol hazuhum ve'arefesh ha'mutzuyim bo'ilam. Person connects to all the schmutz of the world. And not just the schmutz in physical schmutz, but even in ideological schmutz. The kfira and the blogs and the charedi discussions that are going out there, that are kulu kfira. Kulu kfira. In the name of Torah and religion.
The problem is not the tool,
It's like everything in the world. Everything in the world, is pirate. For sure. Everything in the world is not good or bad. It's how you utilize it. But some things are so dangerous that it's almost impossible to utilize it correctly. So it depends where you are and how you... For sure. Yeah. What does that mean? What does it mean it's a gate? A pencil's a gateway? No, a pencil's a tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that you can use for good or evil. It's not a gateway to anything. It's a tool. It's a pencil. It's a tool. It's like a pencil. You can use it for good. You can use it for evil. You can kill somebody with it, and you can write beautiful chiddushei Torah with it. I'm saying, I don't know what he's saying. I don't know. I don't remember what he said. I'm talking about what I'm saying. I'm talking about the... Shmuley made an observation, and I'm expanding on his observation. I don't know what he's saying yet. That's not what he's saying yet. Maybe he's not going to say it. No, he's saying it. It's not the tool. It's how we utilize it, for sure. But the danger is enormous. You don't give the keys of your car to a four-year-old. The one of the cars, what's wrong with having a car? I mean, a car's a very useful thing. What's the problem with it? You know, or you give a loaded gun to a 10-year-old. A gun can also be used properly, and it's not something evil. A gun's an evil thing. It's baruf. It's not evil. It's not good. We determine whether the thing gets used properly or not. Even heroin is used for very good things. Yeah, it's what you make morphine from. It, you know, it saves lives. It takes away enormous suffering, and you look how much suffering it causes. For sure, and that's the most basic yesod of this world. It's a thing called bechira. And the world provides us with tools, and we have to make cheshbonos. Sometimes, even though it could be used positively, it's just too dangerous. So you don't go near it. So you have to know that's, yeah. For sure.
A mess optional.
Huh?
A mess optional.
If you want me to wear one, you'll feel more comfortable.
No, I want to take mine off.
Take it off.
Go ahead.
Yeah? I see the Rebbe's son's not wearing one. It's not enough for me. You can put it on your ear. It protects the side of your cheek. I'll tell you, the reason why I would wear a mask is because it protects you from other viruses.
I hear.
You know, it protects you from flus,
so we
and
do
colds.
That the rest of our lives.
No, that's what I'm saying. Rav Avigdor Miller used to wear a mask in winter.
Really?
Yeah. And he never let people kiss his Sefer Torah in his shul. Passes germs. And if someone would come into the shul and had a cold, he would brimstone, fire and brimstone him out of the shul. We're talking about long before pandemics made us sensitive to these things. You make somebody get a cold and now he can't come and daven, so look what you've done. So Hashem spared him the. Okay. That's another, it'll take a few months to program from that. All right. Tov. Lo, kein beyameinu. Belichitz kafto al machshev, niten lechabela kol azume varefesh amatsun boilam. Kol echad yoichal anois chaskilim mishol al abidud haolami amaitzi b'shefu b'kulut b'internet. It's easy, it's cheap, it's very simple to go there, and it's not a problem. Ain't tzerech listovev b'moibus afeilim. You don't have to go into dark alleys. You don't have to move out of town. You don't have to put on a mask. Or b'rechayvus mitunofim into the schmutz of the world. You can stay in the luxury of your home, and you can do it. Shuv ain't tzerech litchabe u'le'latos alponov masveh. You don't have to put a. You just. Adam Yeshev Bechadra Prati Bebeise Mula Masach V'kol Oilam Nosen Beyodo. He sits in the privacy of his home, of his own private life, and the entire world is available to him. So that's a big nisoy. But it's an unbelievable opportunity to create Kedusha like we've never had before. Our grandparents never had the opportunity to create Kedusha like that. If they wanted to create Kedusha, they had to work very hard. Today you don't have to work very hard to make Kedusha. You just have to say no a few times. That's another unique thing, is that you're alone in this nisoy. You're completely alone. No one else knows what he's up to. Person finds himself going through a bad phase, he's going through a difficult phase, he's upset, he's depressed, Khalila, he feels a bit broken, whatever, he's had problems, whatever. Whatever problems he has, usually in one of four categories, you can find most of our problems in one of four categories. No? Four? Health, shalom bayis, panos, and chinuch yelodim, no? Anything else? I don't know. What else do people come to you for, Rabbi Ephraim? Those are the four things I think most people spend their time davening, was those four things. What else could it be? Anything? Have I missed anything? Yeah, I'm not talking about ruchness. I'm talking about just, you're right. That could be the fifth thing. A person could be depressed, miserable, and broken because of his ruchness. Yeah, you find that. Like, okay, you're right. Let's make it five. We expanded it to number five. Huh? Those are the five things a person is davening for. Look at your davening list. What are you davening for? Panosa, health. Children, shiduchim, whatever goes into children, chinuch, all the things involved with children, and ruchnias, to understand the Torah, to learn, whatever. So a person finds himself alone. He finds himself in a very low state, because that's what the Yetzer Hara wants. He wants him in a low state. A person who's happy and he's vibrant and thriving, that's very hard to seduce him with the wiles of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara first gets a person miserable, and then it's very easy to get him to justify what he's doing. With one button, he can get rid of all his emptiness and all his boredom. He can get rid of it very quickly. He can toivel in the mikveh of 40 saw of the whole world of entertainment and what they call culture and art. Nobody knows. Ulevad. By the way, when he comes out of that, he's more depressed. But the Yetzer doesn't let him know that. L'chein, imu yatzliach l'amud b'nisoy. So now, Baruch Hashem, he withstood the nisoy. Yele ben chayel v'inetzeich b'yilchom ha'chazoka. He withstood this enormous chazoka. Either because he didn't go into it, he didn't get into the ring with this monster. How do you beat Mike Tyson in a boxing fight? Don't get in the ring. That's the only way I know of how I could beat Mike Tyson in the fight. Don't get into the Chazal, tell us that. That's a Mufurish and Chazal. Yes, I have. Because the war wasn't in the ring. The war was not to get into the ring. The Gemara, I'll tell you now. I'll tell you the Chazal now. We'll wipe the frown off your face. No, I'm just saying, I see why you're confused, and we'll see why. It's a very big Yesodia that Chazal teaches, and most people miss this. So the first job is don't get into the ring. Don't get into the ring, because you think the Nisoyin is to get into the ring and win. That's not the Nisoyin. The Nisoyin is not to get into the ring. There's a man walking down the road, and he comes to a fork in the road. And there's two paths to get home. The one's a very straightforward path. Might be a bit longer, but it's very straightforward. There's nothing, any dangers on that path, and it takes him straight home. The other one takes him past the river, where there may be, or there will be, woman washing in the river. Yeah? So, what is he... Besides, there's no point in going the easy path home. There's no Nisoyin there. He's going to go along the path where there's a river. And he's not going to look. He's going to close his eyes and not look when he walks past. And he'll get on. He'll be a big hero. No, the Gemara calls him a Rosha. You call him an idiot. I don't know if he's an idiot. He could be a very clever man. He's made a very interesting... He made the Cheshbon Adam Arishon made. Mm-hmm. That can't be what Hashem wants from me. Obviously, he didn't give me all these koiches and talents and abilities. I want to build some big muscle here. So I'm going to go into the gym and I'm going to pick up some heavy weights. The Rosh Hashanah, because the Nisoyin wasn't at the river. What Chazal are teaching us here is not that you're an idiot. Chazal are teaching you that you missed the Nisoyin. The Nisoyin was at the crossroads. Why did you go into a path that had a potential danger? So the same with the technology. If a person has to have it, for work or for whatever, so then he has to have it. Then he has to do it in a way that doesn't lead to these problems. I was once in Toronto, they brought this guy out. He was in his day, he was a big famous guy. Everyone was talking about him. He worked for the FBI or something in their cyber department. It was a frumier that worked in the FBI cyber department. And they took him all over the world to the schools and to the teachers and the PTAs and whatever to explain to them the dangers of the internet. People weren't collecting. So I remember just the one part I heard. I happened to be in Toronto when he was there. They were quite strict. If the parents didn't come to his talk, you had to take your kids out of school. Well, that's how bad the problem was. So I remember he said, if you don't buy your kids a computer, that's for sure. But if your kids have a computer, then dismantle the door. You can't have a kid who has a computer and a door to his bedroom. Those things don't work. Take the door off the hinges. You can't have a kid alone in the room with a computer. Today, it's already, forget about that. He's on Zoom, he's whatever. But I'm saying those days, should you buy a kid a computer or not? No! What does he need a computer for? But let's say you did buy him a computer. Well, then take the door off the hinges. Yeah? you have to make fences. If you're going to use something that is potentially dangerous, yeah, so then make sure that it's done in the most safest possible way. When they had the big, I don't know if you remember, in City Fields, they had the big internet rally. Years ago, I remember to see Solomon, Shushtag and Zinzan came up with this thing in America that they had to wake up the population. So they took one of these big basketball statements or whatever, and they had this big, it was in City Fields, right? Yeah. They had this big internet rally. All the big Adonim spoke there, and that Murim, and it was a big thing, yeah? So they wanted to get Rav Aaron Leib to sign on the PicTech, you know, that you have to have this internet rally. And he wouldn't sign. Couldn't get him to sign. So the person who was running between Rav Matisyan, Rav Aaron Leib, happens to be a friend of mine, in short. And he was running the Matisyan of Aaron Leib. Aaron Leib would not sign. Until Matisyahu got on a plane and flew from America to Eretz Yisrael to meet with Rav Aaron Leib. What was Rav Aaron Leib's problem? You're going to have a big rally, and you're going to tell people how bad the internet is and whatever. How does this guy going to work tomorrow morning now? Have you got any solutions to the problem? It's all very well shrying that something's bad, right. But what are your solutions? I work in a bank. I have to go to work tomorrow. Otherwise, how do I feed my children? But you just told me it's also to work on the internet, and I'm going to work. No Jews in America are going to work anymore. It was amazing. Rabbi Aaron Leib was in America. Was it sitting in Bnei Brak, on his little chair in front of his stand, and knew more what was going on in America then. That was his point. So when they promised him that they were going to also have their organizations and whatever, all these different technological organizations can help people to be able to tag, that's when tag started. That's when the whole thing started, because we're running late. Then he agreed to sign in the ND side. But it's a reality, we have to deal with it. You have to, like you said, but that means you have to recognize the danger, and then you have to come up with tools that make it not dangerous, like take the door off the hinges. Okay, we have to be a bit more sophisticated today than that. You have to have, he spoke then already about the early technology, you have to have tracking technology, you have to speak to Rabbi Gottlieb, you get web hover, you come up with whatever, and then know that it's not foolproof. I don't care what you've got on your computer, there's nothing foolproof. Nothing foolproof. Somebody wants to be protected, beseder, but not everybody wants to be protected. So the kids also, I don't know. Don't ask me how you deal with kids. It's an impossible situation.
Why is that not a bit of a contradiction?
What is?
You're getting all these protection. You know Lamaise that it's foolproof, so why are you bothering?
It's not foolproof. You do the best you can. Nothing's foolproof.
You have to do it anyways.
But what can you do? We live in a world where we don't live in a perfect world. If you can avoid it, avoid it. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing foolproof today. You have to teach them responsibility. You have to teach them how to deal with the world. Once again, I'm getting to dangerous ground here. The best thing to do is to avoid it and not deal with it. But the kids have to deal with it. You see, chinuch used to be keep your kids off the street and make sure they don't go near the street. They don't have anything to do with the street. How do you do that today? You can't. So you have to give the kids tools to how to deal with the street. How do you do that? I don't know. Or somebody who knows. I don't know. There are people out there today working with it. I know that internet addiction amongst the kids today is out of control. It's out of control. Wow. Everywhere. It's horrific. It's horrific. Screens at some level. Yeah. And it's a much more difficult, different fight to the fight we had, let's say, 30, 40 years ago, where drugs was the problem. Because that's another discussion. Why that's different, I'm not going to go there. So maybe I'll do my doctoral thesis on that. You had a TV, but you couldn't carry the TV with you, and the TV wasn't so bad, and where you went and where there was. I mean, Gedolim Shrein Gewalt. He didn't have a big dominance when he's sharing about TV. He's Shrein Gewalt, and people that didn't take the TVs out their house was a bit of a disaster, but that's not understanding today. TV, I mean, I'm not talking about TV today, I'm talking about TV then. TV today is internet TV. It's an important, but so what? So first of all, it's a big compliment from a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's giving an Nisoyin like this, that he believes we can deal with it. Because Hashem doesn't give us Nisoyin we can't deal with. And second of all, saying no to this Nisoyin and fighting this Nisoyin and winning this Nisoyin makes unbelievable greatness that no generation ever had an opportunity to achieve. Every time you say no to that button, you know what goodness you've achieved? I'm just going to switch off the recording here.
The problem is it's very attractive, this tool. We have to find something that's more attractive than the internet.
Brilliant. You're saying rebellion now. Brilliant. The label